Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hi guys, you're very welcome to episode 24 of the Tease and Season Play podcast. My name is Chelsea.
And my name is Tig. And this is the episode for everyone who's got any This is the episode for anyone who has bad habits or even good habits, but mostly bad habits. Like when you're trying to record a podcast, but you keep making jokes and making the other person laugh before they put out their first line. I'm not going to explain what I did.
I tried to do this intro so many times and it just kept making me laugh. So I was like, fuck it, I'm just going with it.
This episode is all about the bad habits, the good habits, everything. Basically, we came around because this is the last episode that we're recording. In Chelsea's cabin.
Tomorrow I am moving.
She's finally moving to the wild, wild west of Cork.
Yeah. The rebels have me now, as Sean said.
That's it. Yeah. You're down to the rebel county.
Yeah. It's mad. It's been an emotional few days.
The next episode is going to start off like this. Welcome to the T's and C's, kid. Story, kid.
It'll be hilarious, actually. So many people are like, I wonder how long it's going to take her to...
4 days.
Pick up
four
the accent.
Days, I reckon.
No, but then I was sitting here last night with my two uncles. I was sitting in between them, and I took a photograph, and then I just started chatting about Cork and stuff. And then I was obviously saying something like in the middle of a conversation, and the two of them were just like, she's already got it. And I was like, what are you about? And they were like, all you hear is like.
Welcome to Cork, mate.
I was like, should I say that all the time? Before I even met you.
Yeah, yeah. But anyway, the whole point. She's moving out of the cabin. She's moving to Cork. And they say you don't really know someone till you live with them.
Yep.
So she's moving in and we are going to learn all of the bad habits and the good habits that we have. And it kind of inspired us for this episode.
This is the real test now, lads. This is the real test of the relationship.
Yeah, just kind of figure out, you know, what are the good and bad habits that people have? And also, like, would any of them be counted as red flags?
We all have them.
If the other person had one.
Yeah.
You know? So that's what today's episode is dedicated to. Anyway, let's drive on with it.
Let's go.
Let's go.
So what would you consider something a bad habit to be?
It's like a continuous thing that someone does.
The small
But it's like it's not obviously a good thing, obviously.
They're minor inconveniences or they're something that's small but annoying, but like...
I wouldn't even call them inconveniences because there's like there's two ways you could look at this, right? There's two ways. There's like what you said. There's like minor inconveniences that people do, but then there's like genuinely bad habits that people have. So like a really bad habit that people have, smoking.
Oh, yeah.
That's not an inconvenience. Like that's a bad life choice. 100%. That's what I'm saying. So there's two ways you can look at bad habits. It can be something so minor that you do that... You shouldn't really be doing for yourself, But then there's like bad habits that like, no guys, don't do that. And that's like stuff like smoking.
Do you know what we should do when we talk about these bad habits as well? It's like if I had this bad habit.
Every time you say bad habits, or I say it, I'm like, bad habits lead to late nights. It's just playing in my head.
With his 50 million concerts in Ireland in the last couple of weeks. Fair play to him.
What a concert, by the way.
But anyway, if we when we go through, we should talk about like if I had that bad habit or if you had that bad habit, would that be a red flag?
I can know.
Oh my god, let's do that. Let's play this game.
Oh god.
Okay, so you mentioned smoking.
Yeah.
If you smoked, that's a red flag. Yeah. Chelsea Gunn, she wouldn't be coming to Cork. Saying that now. And we like red flags down in Cork. Our flag is red and white.
Yeah.
So yeah, like that would be a no-go for me.
Yeah. Well, obviously, so you're good.
Yeah, thank god. Whew. Safe.
What else?
Safe
what
for
else?
Now.
What other bad habit would I have like to have for you to be like, nah, it's a no go. Now, not even just me, but like if someone, now I know it's a red flag, but like people have bad habits. And there's something like, I can't do that.
Rudeness. Rudeness to people that you don't know for no apparent reason.
Is that a habit though?
Yeah. I think it's a bad habit.
I don't know if I'd call that a bad habit. I think that's like, just it's one of those things fucking
like,
ignorance.
It was never corrected by someone, and you're kind of going or called out in it. And I remember it happening once with a girl that I was seeing, and I was just like, that's pig ignorance. Like, you don't need to be like that. And she was like, yeah, but like, whatever. And I'm like, no, like, you're just being rude. Like, you don't, like, that's a bad habit. Like, cut out. You're still thinking of Ed Sheeran, aren't you? Every time. Every bloody time. Anyway,
you can't not think of Ed Sheeran when you hear that. Anyway, sorry.
Good habits then, complete opposite. They're the things that you see someone doing and you're just like, I love you. I love you to bits. That's good.
Well, oh, go on, you've listed out one or two bad habits there. What's a good habit
habit? I'm not pointing fingers at myself from last night, but when they're good with your family, like, and they go out automatically and make the effort.
Yeah, you did like, all right last night.
You don't have to push them to go and do it.
No.
Where they go and they're like, they want to spend time with them.
And I can understand, like, at the start, maybe a relationship, it's kind of like, not touch and go, but like, obviously the person's going to be a little bit kind of closed off and stuff like that, but that's just them trying to, you know, figure out the family kind of thing, like how to approach them, all that sort of stuff.
At this stage,
I know I did that anyway. When I first met Tyke's family, I was like, don't be full on, you know, keep it, you know, be quiet, but don't be too quiet. I was so conscious of how I did that.
And now you're just messaging my sisters the whole time.
Yeah.
And I'm looking for excuses to go places with your family where you're not there.
I know. He went off to the market this morning with my uncle. He was like, see you later. I'm like, all right, bye.
Well, no, I did the whole traditional, oh, if you want to come, like, you could just, you know, go grab your shower quickly or whatever. And you
were
like,
oh,
take
your
time.
Like,
oh, sorry.
When he offered this, right, he was dressed and ready to go for the day. I was still in my PJs. I hadn't even brushed my hair. And he was like, and my uncle was like, basically like had keys in his hand. He was ready to walk out the door. And I was, and he was like, Ty was like, oh, you do what? You can come if you want. Like, I was like, I'm not even dressed, man.
Yeah. You were like,
I haven't brushed my hair.
Like another half hour.
I need to shower and everything yet. Like, so the two of them went off and a jolly good time for themselves. So came back with about 20 packs of gloves.
I did the standard thing. You put in the minimum amount of, oh, sorry, you can't go.
Ah, bullshit.
She was like, oh, I need to shower and get changed. I was like, oh, another time. Okay, bye.
And then he comes back and says they went and got ice cream and everything.
We had a great day.
Where the hell was my ice cream?
Me and Albert had a lovely time.
I was raging. I was doing raging on a sunny day and I didn't even get an ice cream. Absolutely fuming.
And
I was.
The machine broke after, so I can't even go down and get one.
I can't even go down and get one.
Oh, that's a bad habit of ice cream machine places. They always break machines.
That's
McDonald's.
Not a bad habit.
McDonald's bad habit. Sort your machines out, lads.
Why McDonald's?
McDonald's always have a broken machine.
Do they?
Yeah.
I've never had that.
Ah, well, anyway, look, let's get into this now. Let's talk about these bad habits.
Okay,
so we have a big, lovely list here
of
bad habits.
Courtesy of Chelsea's research.
Yeah, Chelsea does all the research and I improvise.
Pretty much.
That's a bad habit.
That's
a shock.
Is a bad habit.
Yeah.
That is a bad habit.
Yeah, it's shocking.
You never do research. Never.
For a scientist, I never do anything.
He never does research.
It's
I'm
all
like,
last
I do text
minute.
Tiger, right? I do text Tiger and I'd be like, oh, I'm just going to, you know, he'd be asking like what I'm doing for the evening. I'm like, oh, I'm sitting here and I'm doing research for, you know, for the next two episodes. He's like, all right, cool.
Yeah.
I'm like, have you done any research?
Nope.
Ty reads my research, like swiftly just reads through it before we start recording.
And then I make
adjustments. And then he just runs off it. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's
unreal.
That's how I work.
Sort your shit out, man.
Yeah, I will. I live a hectic life.
Well, still.
Anyway, let's chat about these lovely bad habits that Chelsea's
right,
found.
But anyway, the first one I have is allowing yourself to get distracted from what you should be doing. So procrastinating.
I'm desperate at that at times.
I'm a diver for it. And that actually happens to me. You'll probably see this now. But that happens to me. And I actually think you do it as well. Mm-hmm. Possibly if you don't have somewhere to go straight after school. But like when you come home from work and like you sit down. So when I come home from work, I just come home. I like make myself a cup of tea and I'm like, okay, I need to kind of like regroup for like 20 minutes there.
But you see, I think...
And then an hour later, I'm still sitting at the kitchen table.
Okay, yeah, you're worse for that than I am.
Excuse
sure.
me.
But
no,
I'm with you with the regrouping. I'm with you with the regrouping. I'm 100% there.
Yeah, your regrouping is taking a nap.
Yeah.
I don't take
that's
a nap.
A recharge.
Yeah.
That's what that
that's
is.
My regrouping is sitting at the kitchen table, you know what I mean? Just having about 20 minutes to myself, drinking a cup of tea and being like, right, what do I have to do next? This lad takes an hour nap.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So
charge the batteries up again.
Ipso facto, you know what I mean?
The 60-year-old man that lives inside me, he needs that extra charge, okay? Like, I'm very old internally.
Nah.
Externally, I look young and youthful and hairy, but like... I have a big beard, sorry. I don't know. Anyway,
people are seeing a YouTube video, what you meant by that.
But yeah, when it comes to, I just, deep down I'm an old man.
Yeah.
When I stand
but
up, I make
I would class that as a bad
noises.
Habit and a good habit at the same time because like, yeah, you're procrastinating a little bit, but it is good to obviously recharge. Yeah. Just don't,
where I get
don't spend too long on it, like
when,
me.
When I get caught with that one, it's like earlier when I was making a list for the podcast, when there's something on the background, I can't physically do my work. I had to get out of the room. I was like, Chelsea, I'm going to go into another room because I can't write here because I'm just going to start watching the TV instead. So I was like, I gotta.
I did offer, turn it off.
No, I was like, you keep watching. You've done all your research.
That's because I had my research done. So I've like literally been waiting for the past hour just for Ty to kind of get shit together. I've been like pottering around, you know, outside hanging out washing and the whole lot while this lad's just been pottering around like.
It's all coming out now.
Come on, you give one
right,
there.
The next one anyway. This is one I see in school the whole time and I see no point to it. Obviously, there's a small benefit, but overall, you're just wasting your time. It's cramming for exams the night before the exam.
Yeah, I'm going to hold my hands up and say I was one of them.
Everyone crams. But the problem is, like, if you leave it that late, you're getting maybe 5% extra detail, but you're sacrificing loads of sleep. That's like, I would rather see my students and they're going to hold me to this count. And I want you to hold me to this count, right? Exams wise, I'd rather see you have a full proper night's sleep beforehand. Get your 8 hours and then like any other time you have left over, do your study and then, because if you're shattered going to an exam, your brain's too tired to function anyway, so you're not going to remember half the stuff you should.
Here's a pointer for any students out there that are studying for their exams right now. This is something that I did when I was, especially for English and history, because they were my favorite subjects in school, so I was like determined to do so well in them. The way I did it, I actually got a tape recorder off my granddad. So he had an old tape recorder, and when I was studying, I tend to like talk to myself a lot. Even when I'm doing research, I'm like, oh no, that'll work. I would read out the research as I'm putting on, mm-hmm. right? So when I was studying, especially for English and history, this can work with all subjects, but when I was studying for them, I actually tape record myself. And
listen back.
And I'd listen back. So if I was out walking or something like that, like, you know, you need to take a break. So like if you were taking a break in between study lessons, you know, you could actually, instead of like listen to music or listen to a podcast, you'd hear yourself back and it's constantly going in. And then there were some times where I was like, if I was studying for, say, a test, so like a midterm test, all that sort of stuff, I'd actually go to sleep with a plane.
Listen to myself.
Literally just listen to my
Weirdly.
Research. It worked.
Oh yeah.
A charm.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Like, I aced those
like
two subjects.
Like osmosis. The knowledge just flowed into your brain.
It worked a charm.
I would, do you know what? I could understand that because there's so many kids out there that like they're visual learners or they're audio learners or kinesthetic, etc. And like there's different ways of learning. But I know for a fact if I was like, I'm recording something for myself, I would end up just making jokes myself all the way along.
Yeah, see, you like, wouldn't take it serious, Tyke.
Welcome to class, Tyke. We're going to learn about osmosis and mitosis and meiosis today. We're going to split this up. Let's
go. God.
I'd frustrate myself. I'd be like, who's this fucking idiot? Turn him off.
Yeah, but don't cram. Like, don't encourage it.
No. I'm going to say.
Don't cram.
It is okay to cram. Provided you still counted your hours of sleep. Get your sleep in, cram away after that, okay?
Yeah, but why would you cram? Like,
It doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
No. It does work if you account for your sleep. If you don't account for your sleep, it doesn't work. Fact. Disaffect.
Right, next one I have. Next one I have is hanging out with naysayers.
Ooh. Mm. I don't know about that now.
Yeah, that's a bad habit. That is a bad habit.
Do you know what they say? They say you're a product of the five people closest to you. And if all five of your people around you are naysayers and negative people, you're going to be a negative person as well.
Oh, that's actually, that makes a lot of sense. I've never heard that before.
Mm.
That actually makes a lot of sense.
So the five people around me, so as in, I went now, handsome, so like your intelligent, friends, intelligent, sporty people, I know.
Oh, please. Please.
Hold on. Hold on now a second. I'm going to back it up. We've got two engineers.
Yeah.
Who are sporty.
Yeah.
Tall, dark and handsome. I know I'm waffling at this stage. But yeah, no, it is kind of true though,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, so it's you like people in general, like, is what you mean.
You are a product of your environment, and the five closest people to you, you will be very similar in that sense.
Huh.
So you have to look at it that way. If you're surrounded by naysayers and negative people, you're probably
cutting my your life.
Okay, if
you want to need that negative shoot.
If you want to be in a happier place, if you're always in the down in the dumps and in the blues, you got to surround yourself with
more
positive
people. Oh, but
it's a given.
Like, it's a given if you're surrounded by people, like Tyke said, if you're surrounded by negative people all the time, it's a given. You're going to end up molding into that kind of person. You don't want to be that. You don't. And no matter how close you are, and I myself have had to learn this recently, like, no matter how close you are to a person, like, if they're toxic, if they're negative, you gotta just take a step back. Like, you gotta walk away because it's dragging you down and it's preventing you from growing as a person. So get rid, all right? Get rid.
Do that spring clean.
Yeah. Spring clean is always good.
Hot summer.
Oh, so good. So, hot girl summer.
Not having a productive hot girl summer. But guess what? You have time to make it up.
Right, I have to say the next one because Tyg will know I am a devil.
Oh God, I don't know which one she's gonna go for.
I know exactly the other. Well, there's actually two I feel like
go
you
on,
can say.
Go on.
Cursing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
I know the one you were thinking I was going to say, but I'm a devil for cursing.
I'm gonna be very blunt.
But
about
I will
this.
Say this.
She's doing a good job. Well, let me.
I will say this. If I'm around people that I know I shouldn't be cursing around,
she put on her telephone voice.
I can switch it off. I can switch it off. But then, like, on an every day to day life, I just choose not to. But, like, when I'm around Tyke's family, it tends to go mute.
Yeah.
I tend to be I'm being myself. Well, I want to make it known because your sisters right. listen to this. I am myself.
Okay,
it is me that you're talking to, but I filter
she
my cursing.
She has to clean it up.
I have to be clean. Cause I don't want them thinking I curse like this all the time.
I told you this. I think it was the first episode or two that we'd recorded. Mom and Dad listened into the podcast. She knows this because I was like, okay, this is an interesting one now. And if you listen back. One, first of all, apologies for the poor editing in those two episodes.
Yeah, that was shocking.
But secondly, it was one where there was a lot of cursing out of Chelsea.
She's like cursing every episode though.
Oh yeah, but we're allowed to have a little quota. We have a quota. We've got a counter. It's fine.
No, Tyke does. I don't.
I have a counter. I have a
I
big
don't.
Counter. I have to, like, check
I'm just being
it.
Honest. Like, I don't.
But the dad listened to it and he was like, oh, it was a good episode. It was interesting. Interesting.
Oh no.
She curses quite a bit though, doesn't she? Nothing wrong with
I'm
it.
I'm sorry, John. I'm sorry. I know I curse a lot, but that does not, like, indicate the kind of person I am. Yeah. I'm lovely.
She's lovely deep down.
I am lovely. Well, I'm a lady.
Do
I
you
promise.
Know what? They do say, though, that, like, again, there's a scientific paper out there somewhere, and I'm sure I'm going to have to look into it because I feel like it's probably inaccurate. But there's this whole thing that people who curse more are more honest. And are like are less likely to lie to you and all this stuff.
Yeah.
But again, is that just because they don't care? They don't give a?
They don't give a fuck.
Disgrace. Fell straight into it.
Do you know what's so annoying? This is so irritating, right? I come across as this foul mouth on this podcast, right? I'm really
dirty
not.
Disciple
I am the nicest person you'll ever meet in your life, lads, right? But because Tyke's a teacher, he can't curse. So he's coming across as a feckin' angel. And he's not like, he curses just as much as I do on day to day. So don't lie. Don't lie.
What I have is it's like you can I fine tune it. So I can turn up the level of cursing when I need to and I can tune it down when I need to as well.
And so can I.
You know?
I don't curse around your family.
It's
well, level. I don't think
it's
it
not
is.
It's not an on and off. It's a level of cursing. You
no,
know?
I don't. Do I curse around your family?
Not much,
really.
Not much.
No, I don't. No, yeah. Probably a minor word here and there, but it's very minor.
The Mordo is over on the Patreon, so if you want to see us let loose, you can go check us out there.
And you will then see I feel like I'm on News Talk right now. You will then see that Tiger's not an angel. Okay.
He's a lovely fella.
Go away.
Very honest.
Go on, you give us another one there.
Right, and this one is a big one because I think everyone, particularly nowadays, would agree that they all have this bad habit.
Okay.
Irregular sleep patterns.
Oh, God, yeah. Everybody. Oh. But again, that's a bad habit, but sometimes it's not by choice. Like, if they're working schedule, well, stuff like that. Like, I think about it, someone's got a hectic work schedule, they've got kids, you know, stuff like that. It's not by choice that they have a bad
sleep schedule. It's not necessarily by choice, but I do think that people don't, they're probably not as harsh with themselves about it either. Like,
yeah,
sometimes you need to just be disciplined to go, no, I need to be in bed by 10, half 10 or whatever. I'm up at 5 in the morning.
Yeah. You and know? I was so good for that when I was living in that loan. I was like in bed year. And I obviously probably helped that we were in lockdown, so I genuinely couldn't go anywhere. But like when I was living in that loan, I would genuinely be in bed by 9:30, 10 o'clock. And then I would like scroll through my phone for about 20 minutes or I'd read for 20 minutes. Mm. And then I'd be asleep, like conked out by 10:30. Maybe 20 to 11. And then I was up again at 5. And that was I was getting great sleep. I felt great getting up. Sure, ever since I moved over here, sure. I'm in bed early one week and then the next I'm not in bed till like 1. And then I'm up at 5.
It is so hard.
It's just ridiculous. Like,
but yeah, it's the discipline of it all. Like, I used to be half decent and then locked
out. You're all right though.
I'm all right now. The first lockdown came around and I just remember binging on Netflix and stuff like that.
I'm sure.
And there was a couple of times during the first lockdown where I was up for 24 to maybe 30 hours straight. Didn't sleep. Messed up my whole sleep pattern.
What?
I kept getting it slightly off and off. So I'd be like, one night I'd go to bed at 2 in the morning. Next night I'd be up, go to bed at 4 in the morning. And then I was like,
Jesus,
at this stage,
no,
I might as well just try and cycle it out so I can just get back to a normal one and then force myself to go to sleep at 10 o'clock again.
Oh God, yeah. There is nothing worse though when you are trying to get
when
yourself into that
sync.
Good, yeah, when you're trying to get yourself back into that good routine, trying to force yourself to sleep, it's horrendous because you're constantly just twisting and turning. It's like horrible.
I've been having trouble getting any sleep at all. I'm going to try this stuff. Dreamy, sleepy, nighty, snoozy, snooze. Dreamy, sleepy, nighty, snoozy, snooze. Yes, it's a bran-based alcoholic chocolate sleeping aid. It's banned in most European countries, so that means it's very good.
Right, another one we have is stress eating or binge eating.
Hi, my name's Tyke. I have a problem.
Stop.
It's true.
I'll get annoyed now, stop.
Okay, well, no. We're not going to talk about that too much. So
we'll no, we're not. No, because I know exactly what he's going to do. He's going to start putting himself down. I'll just get really irritated.
We're not going to talk about it.
We're not going to do that.
But
again, it can happen.
Yeah, yeah.
It can happen.
The only thing,
but sometimes I can actually do the reverse. People out of stress, they won't eat. I know if I get stressed or anxious, I'll actually won't eat. The hunger will go off me.
Oh, I go the opposite.
That's what I'm saying. It can go both ways. Some people eat a lot when they're stressed or anxious about something or anything like that, or they go the complete opposite and they don't eat at all. Mm. So I think both ways are unhealthy. I will say that. But yeah, again,
people are funky with food.
It's okay. Don't get bogged down about it. I can't stress this enough. Like,
that's a topic for another time and another episode.
Just don't be so hard on yourself. I just want to make that very clear. Okay.
Who's that? Is that to them or are you saying that to me?
I'm saying it to, I'm looking at you in the camera. So I'm saying to everybody, don't be so hard on yourself. It is what it is. You know what I mean?
Right. Moving on. And this is a very Irish one. It's ignoring physical symptoms of any illness. Irish people are brutal of, you get sore, like something will happen and someone will be like, you should go to the doctors. Ah, no, it's grand.
Oh, right. I was like, I didn't know that meant it.
People are just shocked for it. It's like, we're almost afraid of going. But at the same time,
I don't want to pay the €50 going
to the doctors. Yeah, tight as a duck's arse.
They don't want to pay €50 to be told, just like, if you Panadol, you'll be grand.
That's the fear. But then you go off.
That's the killer,
And then you Google what your symptoms are, and it's like, you're dying. And you're like, oh God, I'm going to die. And then will you go to the doctor? So, I don't know, it'll be fine.
Yeah, you can ignore some to an extent. You're like, no, it's just this. It's like, you kind of have an idea of what the problem is yourself. But if you know there's more to it, don't ignore it. Don't be stingy. Don't be tight arse. Pay the money and go see the doctor.
We're brutal for it, aren't we?
Yeah, well, Irish people are. Yeah. I wouldn't say people in general, but Irish people are.
I actually find doctors are very nice people.
Some aren't.
Did I ever tell you about the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to me?
No.
With doctors?
No.
Oh my God, actually, this is so super embarrassing. I'm actually not saying this one. I'll sit over on the Patreon next time we're recording.
Oh, what?
I'm going to have a saving for
the
that
anticipation.
One. It involves a doctor and two trainee nurses.
Oh, God.
And after that, like, once you hear the details, you'll be like, it's a good thing you saved it for the Patreon.
Oh, God. But majority of doctors are really nice. Like, they genuinely are. My last visit to the doctors wasn't great now.
Oh.
It was just awkward because, like, she was like, because usually I go to see the nurse if I'm going for a checkup. Like, if I'm going for my like, girly checkups, like, as usually the nurse, because there's no need to go to a doctor.
Yeah.
You only go to a doctor if you're, like, the nurse can't help you with. And the nurse wasn't available at that time, so I went to see the doctor. I was a new doctor. She knew nothing about me, so I didn't really feel like I needed to tell her too much. It was just a checkup.
Mm.
And then she, like, I don't know. She was like, asked me like all these questions and I felt so uncomfortable.
Should I have to ask and I was like,
no,
too,
but she was asking me questions that had nothing to do with the reason I was there. And I was like, I said, do we really need to like chat about that? And she was like, I need to know for like whatever, like for my prescription. I was like, I really don't think this question's got to do with, you know, my
pill.
But
how many followers do you have now? You know, I mean? Need to know for prescription.
She was asking really like intimate questions. I was like, this is really awkward. It's got nothing to do with why I'm here. Can we just move this along, please? But yeah, next one.
Actually, I have one more story on that one.
What?
Which ironically falls in with what we talked about last week with the embarrassing moments that aren't that embarrassing.
Oh.
So my little sister during, what was it, the second lockdown?
Oh, I know what this is.
You know this story. So during the second lockdown, I ended up having an accident where I split up my knee.
That was nasty.
And it required me.
Picture it.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. Like, it was a decent gash. Yeah. I now have an upside down
smiley face. On his kneecap.
On my kneecap. It's hilarious. But it happened and Michelle was at home and she had to come with me down to the doctor's just to, like, in case I collapsed on the way down or anything like this, which is ironic. And then we went into the doctor's anyway. The doctor was there. There was one or two nurses in there. It was grand. And they were like, okay, look, it's a bad cup. We're going to have to send you up to the hospital so you can get it checked out and make sure that there's no bone broken underneath, etc., or chipped.
And then
they started injecting. They gave me like a tetanus and like a round of whatever. As that's happening, my little sister just... just collapses, faints, and like the nurses are there and they're like, they quickly like grab her before she like ends up hitting the ground fully and she just blacks out. And then the doctor that was treating me just like abandons me and goes straight over to Michelle and starts lifting her legs up and like trying to like help get her like warmed up and like ready to like alive again almost. And Michelle just wakes up like being held by two nurses, one arm each, and then the doctor's there like moving her legs forwards and backs, and Michelle's just like freaking out. And then there's just me being like, all right, attention seeker, Jesus, can't have anything in this family.
And you're dead right, girl. You're dead right.
Treating her for like the next half hour as well, just making sure she's okay.
Was it because of the sight of the blood? I can't remember.
I think, yeah, possibly. But like she clapped two or three times after that again afterwards. So we were all like, what is wrong with you?
Michelle, you're one woman.
That's a shout out to the lovely doctors in Bandon who they've always been good to us.
Yeah, you've got a nice little scar to remember that day.
Yeah. I need to start drawing smiley faces on it again.
You did the day you sent it into the Snapchat group anyway.
Yeah.
I can still picture it. Oh.
Okay.
Right, the next one I have, and again, this is what I was saying earlier on because I know Tyke's going to absolutely howl laughing at this. Being late.
Oh my God, we had this discussion, all right?
There's always
one person in the partnership that is late and one person who's always early.
Yep.
And we know very clearly in our relationship who is the person who likes being late and who likes being early.
I like to be fashionably late.
She's always
even
late.
We had my aunt and they got like glow sticks for the kids here last night. We had the party, right? And she got glow sticks. And then someone came up with the idea of doing like a race from the end of the garden to the top with all the kids. And me and Tyke were the only two eagles that participated. But we were like at the bottom of the garden. I was even late to that. I was like, lads, this is what's called being fashionably late. You know?
Yeah,
but I'm not always late.
No, I'm
genuinely not always
she's,
late.
She's
but
never
I,
late when she's with me anyway.
Just don't ask me. Like if you're asking me to be somewhere, tell me to be like say if the party starting at 7, right? Tell me the party starts at 6:30.
Yeah.
So I will arrive at seven. Like, that's the only way you're going to get me there somewhere in time, lads.
It's what I've started doing now is just lying to her about when things start. Because it's how I make sure she's there on time.
Yeah. It's just easier. We all get along better than that. You know what I mean? It's all about compromise. Okay? It's all about compromise. This episode is sponsored by D-Armor Sportswear.
I'm a little bit disappointed.
Why?
That as a Munster man, I have to concede that some of the best sports kit in Ireland is being made in Leinster. Okay.
Suck on them apples.
As I said, the Armour kit has been growing ridiculously. It's like taking over all of Ireland. Clubs, teams, everywhere looking for the Armour kit. It's just amazing. It's savage quality.
Oh, it's unreal quality. Like, and before I even knew anything about the Armour, I never knew anything about jerseys. I never wore them. Had no interest in them. I don't even know anything about sport. Like,
it's very true. She knows nothing.
I know nothing about sport. But when I met Liam and the quality of jerseys that he sent me, I'm obsessed. Like, jerseys is the new fashion.
It's just
and
lovely.
It's not even jerseys, lads. Half sips, jackets, tracksuit bottoms, shorts, the lot. He has got everything.
The Armour is not here to take part. They are here to
take over.
So
nice.
If you want to check out the Armour kit, you've got to go check them out on Instagram or TikTok or their website, d17armour.com. Go look at them because I guarantee you, you will be thinking, can I make my club crest look good in that?
Like, you know what we should get?
What?
T's and C's jerseys.
Oh my God.
T's and C's jerseys.
Stop it. Oh God. We don't even have a team that we can play with.
We don't even have a team. We're our own
what
team.
What sport could we take? This is for another time.
Another time.
Back to the episode.
Let's go. Another one that absolutely irks me. Like, I don't think you do it. No, I don't think you do that. But like, there's people in my life that do it. I'm like, I will punch you if you keep doing this. Biting their nails. Stop. It's revolting. Stop biting your fingernails. Because first of
a little bit.
Yeah, but I don't see you do it. It's especially if you're like someone that works a lot with their hands and stuff like that. The amount of bacteria under your nails, it's rotten. Like, I get every time I see my brother does it. He's a devil for it. Bite his nails. And I'm like, Sean, stop biting your nails. Trust you, I'm not biting my nails. I'm just biting the skin around my nails. I don't care. Stop biting your fingernails. Now, I know there's a lot of people out there that bite their fingernails because of like anxiety and stuff like that.
Which I understand,
but it's a bad habit. You need to stop biting your nails.
It's rotten. The skin on the side of my nails. I caught myself doing it recently. Other people probably do it as well. It's like when you get nervous or anxious that you end up just like pushing at the skin around your nail.
I pick the side. Like you can see here. I pick like this. When I'm anxious.
Yeah.
I'll start fidgeting with my hands like if I'm anxious about something.
Don't
put your fingers in, like don't put them in your mouth though. Do you know what I mean? Like
I normally try and like crack the nail off and another nail first. That's the way I work with it.
Yeah, you won't bite it though. I've never seen you bite your nails.
I used to be brutal for biting nails growing up, yeah.
Really?
Mom used to get, oh my God, anyone else have this, right? Where you would have the little tub of stuff that was like a chemical you'd have to dip your fingers in. And then if you tried to bite your nails, it was this horrible taste. It was the whole idea.
Like nail varnish remover?
No.
Because there is a nail varnish remover you can get where you just stick your finger into the sponge.
It could be a bit like that. I'm not really 100% sure.
It probably was because that would taste for a volt.
Yeah, the whole point of it was that you put your finger into it basically. And if you went to bite your nails at any stage, you would just taste horror. So you go, and then you'd like
Anytime my granddad used to see the lads, like my brother's biting their nails and stuff like that, like in the house, my granddad would just pass them the salt. Do you want some salt with that? That's the way my granddad would do it. And they were like, what? And they were like, you look like you're hungry because you're biting your fingernails. You want some salt with that? And they'd be like laughing and say no. And he was like, well, stop biting your fingernails. Like it's a dirty habit.
Yeah.
Especially in girls. I'm sorry, girls. I know there's probably girls out there that are probably going like, it's not that bad. Girls, stop biting your nails. It's not attractive.
Do you know what's
worse than
biting nails though? Is when you see someone who's got longish nails and there's just piles of dirt underneath.
That's what I'm saying. There's like the bacteria that builds up in your nails. Like if you're going to get your nails done, look after them, you know, make sure that they're because again, especially if you get acrylic, I used to have acrylic nails and I love getting my nails done, but I would get very, very short ones.
Manicures are the ones for the fingers, aren't they?
Yes.
And then pedicures are the feet.
Yes.
Okay.
But like if you're getting your nails done, girls, always make sure to check underneath them like ever so often to make sure they're clean because you've got your real nail and then the false nail on top. Dirt can get built up in between. Just a heads up. Sorry, I just want to give that FYI to girls out there. Look after your hands.
There you go. And for the fellas out there that didn't know any of that, there you go as well. You've learned something new. Last one here from me.
Go on.
Is leaving things to the last minute. And I get this always from students who like, I see them the lesson beforehand trying to do the homework for their next class. And
I've seen that in school all the time.
I used to do it as well. Like I'm not afraid to admit that I was brutal.
If it was something minor for the next class, I would have done it. But not if it was something big, like because it just looks tacky. Then your work isn't complete.
The excuse that I had for if I got homework handed up to me by kids and I knew it was last minute, I was like, you did that last second, didn't you?
You can tell. That's what I'm saying. You can tell it looks tacky.
The best excuse that I've had from a kid though is like, Yes, sir, it was last minute, but that's because I was older and therefore wiser.
Oh my God.
And you're just like, that's clever. It's still crap, but it's clever. And they're like, okay.
You take on the response. It's not too bad.
Yeah, but like, it's just one of those things. Like, I always tell kids, if you have a couple of weeks to do something, do it as early as possible, but like, do a draft of it, because then you can go and ask the person that you're handing in, going, what do you think of that right now?
Yeah.
And if they look and go, oh, that's decent, or actually, no, I need, you should try doing this or that or the other, then you can go off and fix it and then hand it in later on and it's better.
Yeah.
But loads of kids will just go, oh, I'll do it last second, do it. And then it's essentially the same as what the first draft
is. It's ironic that you're talking about kids leaving things to last minute when you literally do this every podcast.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm the biggest hypocrite ever.
You're the biggest hypocrite. Every podcast, he leaves it to the
last
minute.
I'm not in denial. Like, I'm also...
Okay, so you have research done on this, Chelsea, yeah? And he's like, you know, whatever she's research. And he's like, right, okay, well, I'm just going to add a few bits more. I'm like... This could have been like, we could have had half an episode recorded by now, Tig, if you were prepared.
God help her when I'm off during the summer and actually have time to do the research. She'd be like, where did this come from? Have you just wrote a scientific paper?
Listen, it's all yours, boo-boo. It's all yours. I've been doing the research up to now, so it's I'm all for you taking over when you finish school.
God help the topics that we're going to come out with when take over.
But then again, there are moments in my life where I leave things the last minute, like packing. Not packing to leave. I'm moving tomorrow. No, but I have majority of stuff though. Packed. It's just there's stuff obviously I couldn't pack because I'm still using them. But whenever I used to go down to Tig, like down to Cork, I genuinely he doesn't know this, but he's gonna find out now.
In the morning.
When I first started going down to Cork, I used to always pack the Thursday. Like I used to always pack the Thursday evening. I'd have my bag in the car and I used to go straight down, like straight after work. But there was some occasions there where I didn't even pack at all. And I'd finish work, I'd fly home.
Oh, I knew that.
Home and like just throw everything into the suitcase. And Tig used to laugh at me. He'd be like, where are you going with all the clothes? You're only here for 2 days. I'm like, that's because I literally just grabbed everything and threw it into the suitcase. I brought everything for every occasion.
Still wouldn't have all of the stuff still that she needs.
I'm like, I've nothing to wear. So
I didn't know you were going walking this weekend, having gone walking for the last 7 weekends in a row. Anyway.
I have a devil for it.
Oh, shocker. Anyway, those are all the bad habits we've come across. If you've got any bad habits, we'd love to hear them. Because there's so many things. Actually, even better, when it comes to relationships, what are the bad habits of people that you've been in a relationship with that you are just like, I hate that?
Here's actually a question for you. Here's a question. Obviously, I know we're only moving in together from tomorrow, right? But is there anything that you've noticed?
Yes.
Oh, God!
Right. The bad habit I've noticed from you.
Oh, no! What is it?
Right. And you'd be like, oh, I actually do that quite a bit.
Oh, God.
Habit that Chelsea has is forgetting that something has already happened.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
And then we'll be like, oh, have you gone and done this? Or have you done that? Or have you seen this? And I'd be like, yeah, you showed me that already. No, but this is a bad habit. Instead of going, oh, I have I? And then like, oh, great, when, whatever. She just goes, no, I didn't. I didn't show you nothing. And then I literally have to go, you told me this place, that time, 7 months ago.
I'm actually so bad.
And then I'd be like, yeah, it's this. And like, I'll describe the whole thing and you'll be like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, I am. I'm really bad He calls me Dory now.
Yeah, she's Dory.
He calls me Dory. He got me a keychain for moving into the house and he was like on the verge of like putting a picture of Dory in the keychain.
That's actually going on the spare key. The spare key is going to have a picture of Dory.
Know why I'm like that though, because I wasn't always like that. But like lately,
it's
lads,
accusations of, no, I didn't.
I'm so sure. I am solid sure that like I'm right.
Like
when it comes to like remembering stuff,
the memory,
like remembering
it's like you've had several concussions.
Stuff.
You just don't remember anything.
I must have hit my head so many times.
You're the one that shouldn't have any concussions. I should be the one with the poor memory.
I'm terrible.
Anyway, let's talk about good habits now instead. actually, no, sorry, I forgot. What bad habits have you noticed from me?
I try to think now. What's the bad habit that you have?
Other than not doing the research for the podcast.
I'm trying to think. Not a major, I don't think. Oh.
I feel like we'll be revisiting this episode in a couple of weeks once she's realised what they are.
No. Here's a bad habit for you. And we actually spoke about it in the car the other day. He turns everything into a joke.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, now we're going to get into a debate Okay. We're going to have to tell them what it's
Everything
about.
Everything gets turned into a pun or a joke and you're like, Tyke, come on.
All right, all right. Okay.
Come on.
Right. So the situation is, right? Chelsea, which is fair enough, and like they are very cute and I do really appreciate them, likes to put up cute photos and cute videos of us out and about, which is great. I love them.
The odd time.
Again, I love them.
The odd right? time.
I've got no
I'm
issue with them.
I'm not some sort of feckin' swoon now, all right? Don't portray me to be some sort of fucking... Go on. Right. Go on.
I have a habit then afterwards of in the comment section...
Making a fucking joke about it.
Just making a joke.
Just no!
Like making a joke. And
no!
I love... Like there was one where we did a really cute video on a beach in Cork.
Yeah.
And it was lovely and cute and people were like, oh, whatever. And then I just goes, well, people don't
realize...
Bear
in mind, before he continues with the story. Bear in mind, my caption for the video of me and Ty that I put up on TikTok, right? I didn't even tell him I was putting it up. My caption was simply one word, home. Now, is that not a, kind of moment,
yeah,
right?
It's cute.
He comes along.
I come along and ruin the moment by going.
Ruins it completely.
Y'all think this is super cute, but she said we were allowed to have pizza on the way home. It got so many likes. Like, I make the joke. She's the cuteness. I'm the humorous.
No. I am so used to like your humor as not the problem, but I'm just like, dude, when I put something up nice, I'm like 9 times out of 10, I'm okay. Like, we've got the podcast page, Judah. You know what I'm saying? We can do it all the time. But no, he still continues to do it when I try to be nice, cute, romantic, and he makes a joke about it. I'm like, I will slap you one of these days.
I'm the the comedy relief.
Don't care. Don't ruin moments for me like that. Just ruins them for me.
I
so there's a bad habit. He makes a joke of everything.
I tried to bargain with her.
Even when we're together, there's moments where we'd be like having a really nice moment and then he just make a joke about it. And I'd actually get up. I'd be like, oh, for fuck's sake. And I get up. I'm like, forget about it. Moment's gone.
I tried to negotiate with her and be like, okay, how about if you make those posts, right? I'll make a cute comment and also a second comment that's a joke.
No, if you're not nice to say, nothing
nice,
at all.
They're just funny. You know, it's just more like just having a laugh about the cuteness, whatever.
I'm there trying to show like the world, you know, that I'm like happy and look at this handsome guy that I'm with, and then he comes along and ruins it.
Just yeah, let us know. I want to know from you guys. Should I be allowed to make my jokes or not? Basically.
Don't try and get people behind you.
I need y'all to back me on this one, okay? Just trust me. I need your help. Let me make my jokes. But it's, going back to that whole thing, though, like, Chelsea does have a thing. Like, when it's cute, if I make the joke, she's like, did you have to ruin the moment? We actually discussed before as well about, like...
I never get annoyed about it, though.
There has to be...
That's one thing
yeah,
I
yeah. Oh, it's
never
fine.
Get annoyed
she's
about
like,
it.
Did you have to make the joke?
Did you have to?
The eye roll comes in.
Was it necessary?
The eyes roll into the middle of next week. But like, it's one where I'm like, okay, well, you need to tell me when the cute moment is over so it's appropriate for me to make jokes again. Like, we need like a code word.
No, it's common sense. Like,
hold on though. Like, common sense for me was when I was like, all right, the cute moment, and now I can make my joke. And you're like, no, it's too soon.
I put a picture recently on my Instagram of me and Tyke, which I don't do very often. Sometimes I post on my stories, but like they're there and gone. But like, it's very seldom I post stuff on my actual post. And I had a really nice photograph that my cousin took of myself and Tyke. And I thought it was really, really sweet. And I put it up. And then I genuinely didn't even look to see if he saw it or anything like that, because like 9 times out of 10, he doesn't. And then he said to me yesterday, he was like, sure, I left a nice comment on the photo. I was like, did you? Like, I'm so used That's to him it, just like, making, like, a butt joke comment that I didn't even see.
I make a cute, nice comment.
But that's because I'm so used to
it.
That's because I'm so used to you making a joke about it.
Can't can't make a cute comment and get noticed. Can't make a joke because you get noticed. So, like, you can't win. Out of interest, right. Ladies, I'm going to call it because it'll be the ladies and the listeners now that will have done this as well. What are the partners? Do your partners make jokes and cute moments? Like, what are the funky little funny things that they do? I'm not even going to say that's a bad habit. I'm putting that down as a good habit. Last thing that we need to do before we finish up with this, and it's a bad habit of ours because we keep forgetting to add it in.
No, actually, this is my first time to forget. You always forget.
Anyway.
This is my first time to forget.
It's the stop.
It's a bop.
Or
stop.
Then you know the choice of, is it a good song? Is it a bad song?
Aye.
Who won last week?
I won last week.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Rhapsody.
That's like a cheat system.
Yeah. Yeah. You can go first this week. I go first every week. I'm trying to find my song.
Do you know what? I'm going to put pressure on you for this. I'm changing the category this week for the It's a Bop or Ass Stop. Because we did this the other day in the car and I was like, this would be an interesting one.
Oh?
What it is, is our karaoke songs.
Oh,
so
God.
Whose karaoke song is a better bop?
Oh, Christ.
Right. Oh. So my karaoke song, for all of you out there, it's Mustang Sally.
Mustang Sally.
I can't remember what the next line is.
Don't you want to slow your Mustang down? Yeah,
I just like it for the bit where everyone joins in because I can hand the microphone over. And be like,
all you want to do is ride around Sally.
Ride, Sally, ride.
What a bop.
Sats after tune.
That's my bop.
I haven't got a note on our heads, but sure look. I don't know. Jeez, you really put me in the spot now.
What was your karaoke song? If you say tequila, you're cheating. Do, 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 do. That's
tequila.
A bop.
No. What was mine? It's Burlesque, Something's Got a Hold on Me. And I know a lot of people aren't going to like that, so I know you're going to win that.
Yes!
You are going to win that because not a lot of people like that movie. Whereas I absolutely love Burlesque. Like, it's my all-time favorite movie. And
so your song is, what's it called?
Something's Got a Hold on Me by Christina Aguilera from the movie Burlesque.
And mine is Mustang Sally.
You're going to win. Like, Mustang Sally is a fucking bop. Like, who sings Mustang Sally?
Yeah.
I say that's your karaoke song. You don't even know who sings it. God love.
It's because I just know the lyrics.
Mustang Sally. Oh, The Commitments.
There we go. So
The Commitments. Jesus.
We have
Something's Got a Hold on Me by Christina Aguilera.
And we've got Mustang Sally by The Commitments.
Like, obviously, I think I'm
going to win
this
week.
Before this comes out on Thursday morning that this is going to, you're going to win.
Yeah. Because it's a bop.
Yeah, see, that's not fair. You put me on the spot there now because my karaoke songs aren't as, you know.
Well, you're going to have to pick a category.
Mine
next
are like
week
very
for
vocal. Whereas in my head or I'm in the shower, I feel like I can sing. You know what I mean?
I get you. Well, anyway, again, to find that, you got to go over to our Instagram.
Make sure and go and vote.
It is over on our Instagram story. Vote because it's
important.
I feel
like every time I sit like this, I look like I'm on News Talk.
Hello, and welcome to the biggest news of the day.
Breaking news from Geishel, County Offaly.
How does that gobshite get on the television?
Good
habits. Right, we're going to move on to the good habits. We are going to move on to good habits. So the first one I have, and I think everybody should practice this, self-care. That has to be, like, self-care has to be, like, number one on your priority list.
What,
a lot of people...
What do you count as in self-care?
So that's what, like, a lot of people
grooming
tend to...
Like, as in, like, beard, like, looking after your beard, looking after your hair?
Well, you can look at it both ways. You can look at it as in like physical self-care. So like you said, looking after grooming and like making sure like your hygiene's up to standard, all that sort of stuff. Mm. Self-care I'm talking about is getting into the habit of making time for yourself, doing stuff that, you know, re-energizes you, makes you feel good about yourself, you know, kind
Gets
of having like
chakra
a,
right.
having a me time, stuff like that. And I think that's like a lot of people don't do that. They tend to like do so much for other people around them and then put themselves on the back burner and then they're burning themselves out and they're not, you know, they're exhausted all the time. Whereas I'm like, you have to, if you can make time for other people and prioritize them in your life, you have to be able to prioritize time for you. Because if you're burnt out and you're, like feeling down and everything else, how are you going to help other people? If you're not on your game, if you're not on top of your game, how are you going to help other people? You need to prioritize time for yourself to be able to be there for other people in your life.
Nowadays, they call it mindfulness.
Yeah.
You got to practice mindfulness.
Yeah.
For anyone over the age of 40, that just means you need to take a break.
Pretty much like.
Mindfulness all came in really in the last like 5-10 years, hasn't it? You've got to practice mindfulness. You need to give yourself a break.
Yeah.
You just need to
really
stop and just go, I'm not doing nothing. Just leave me alone for
and
about
don't feel
minutes.
Guilty about it either. Like, that's one thing. People always feel guilty, and I sometimes feel guilty if I'm not doing something. If I'm not, like, we were actually talking about this the other day. Like, you always feel guilty if you're not as active as you should be. Because especially
you're
if you're
every minute of every
yeah,
day.
Especially if you're a very active driven person, if you're constantly on the go, your day is filled up with so many activities, and then there's that one day or that maybe that one evening that you might take to yourself, you feel nothing but guilt because you're like, there's so much. Like, I'll give you an example. Last Monday, Last it was Bank Holiday, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yep.
Last Monday, Tig went on back down to Cork, and it was like what, 4 or 5 in the evening.
Yeah.
There was hours there where I could have got so much done, and I was like, nah. I was like, you know what? I'm not doing a damn thing. Well, actually, that's a lie. I washed the floors, but. I was like, I could make some content. I have so many hours now that I can get so much done. And I was like, you know what? No, I don't want to do anything. I just want to chill out. And I literally got into my PJs. I made a nice hot cup of tea. And I just chilled and watched Netflix for ages.
It's the right thing to do.
And I felt so guilty. I felt like come 10 o'clock that night, I was like, oh, I've just wasted a whole evening doing absolutely nothing. And I could have got so much done. Like
the teachers out there that are listening, you'll agree with me on this one. Like whenever we get the term breaks, that week off, and I know, like particularly in Ireland, people always give out going, "Oh, sure, teachers like they got so many much holidays. What do you need to complain about?" I think to be fair, like those week breaks, you need them because you give so much during the 6-7 weeks of the term beforehand, like you burn yourself out, and like that first weekend. You're wiped out. Loads of teachers get so sick during the Easter breaks and during the half terms because they give their body a chance to relax, and that's when suddenly all of the issues just flare up because you've just been going so hard for 7 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But like you have to take a few days, but you feel so guilty.
That's what I'm saying. You feel so guilty.
I could have been doing marking, or
and there's actually moments like I. Again, this is like because we're going to be like living together. There's actually been moments where like me and Tiger together, and because again, Tiger, but both of us are very much like go, go, go.
We're busy, busy,
yeah,
busy.
We're very, very go, go, go people. And there's moments there where I'm like, Tiger, like, let's go do something. But I could be in the mindset of like, I really don't want to do anything today. And I feel guilty because I know he wants to do something. But again, I know I shouldn't feel guilty because if I'm not in that mindset of wanting to go and do something today, then that's okay, but I shouldn't feel guilty about it because at the end of the day, if your partner wants to go and do something, then that's okay. Let them go and do it. But don't feel guilty for not wanting to go
I can totally see that happening a lot over the next couple of weeks and 100%. Months where I'd be like, do you want to go for a nice walk and up this little mountain or whatever? And you'd be like, no.
No.
Here are your boots. Bugger off.
See you later, pal. But again, it is a natural reaction to have of pure guilt. People... I just have this thing, like even last night, like I felt like we had like a family gathering here last night and my cabin was an absolute wreck. Like it was upside down. And myself and Ty came in after party and we were just chitting, like chit-chatting on the couch and stuff like that. And it was super late. It was like,
2 a.m.
It was like, it was like 2 a.m. And I was I hit such a wall. But then the more I was sitting on the couch, the more I was looking around at the mess. As I can't. I would go to bed and feel guilty that I haven't cleaned up the mess. So he went on to bed and I set up like 4 a.m. this morning cleaning the cabin. Even though I was tired this morning, I felt so much better waking up this morning going, my house is clean. I felt like I accomplished something.
Meanwhile, Sleeping Beauty over here woke up with his head half over this way just going, Lord God, this place is looking good, fair play. Different world altogether. Do you know what actually is a good habit that I used to really, really be good at and now I'm like shocking at, and I think everyone else has probably been through this. You get through patterns of this. Drinking loads and loads of water.
I used to have like four litres a day.
And now
there could be a period where I'd be flat out drinking it, and then there could be a period where I won't drink water at all. And what's so annoying is you know the effects it has on you when you don't drink it. Like I find if I don't drink water, like enough water, I've like really low energy. My skin breaks out, stuff like that. And I'm like, in my head, I'm like, Chelsea, you just need to drink water. Mm. Like get water into your girl. And I still don't do it. But then there could be a week. I'm like, I wake up on a Monday morning. I'm like, I'm going to drink water this week. And I could be flat out drinking like water all week. I'd slip again. And I just slip so easily.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That's why I sometimes add blackcurrant or something.
It's kind of crazy. I would have noticed like, before the pandemic, I would never have had fizzy drinks or anything like that. I would just drink water, tea, coffee. That was it. Probably mostly coffee, if I'm honest. Being blatantly honest. And a few energy drinks here and there. But like that first lockdown, I just got smacked with like Pepsi Max. And it's like a new thing. I just can't shake it off.
Really?
Yeah. And it's brutal. I'm trying to get back into the water because, you know, I make it sound like I'm trying to get back into something so big, you know, but like it's just
water.
You're
making it sound like you have a problem, Tyke.
I do.
You don't.
I need to get that water back
you
in.
You don't. Because funny enough, before I met Tyke, I never touched Pepsi Max in my life.
We're going to have to ban it.
Never drank Pepsi Max, but I would drink Coke.
So
the way I'm
brands.
Looking at it, I have swapped.
No.
I have swapped because I used to drink Coke, so full sugar.
Oh, okay.
Full sugar Coke before I met you, and then I met you and I swapped to the sugar free Pepsi Max.
Yeah.
And I feel so much better for it.
This isn't an ad for Pepsi Max, by the way.
No, it's not an ad for Pepsi Max, but I'm just saying I kind of swapped a bad habit for a
You're
good habit.
Slightly
but
better.
It's not the best habit either, but I'm getting better at cutting down my sugar intake, and I genuinely feel
better
so much better
it.
Like my fizzy drinks are all sugar free now. If I'm drinking an energy drink, it's sugar free, and it's only
the
because he got me onto
monster
that and
range of
I don't know how you drink Monster. That stuff is
I
dirt.
Love
that
I,
is
their
Joe
sugar free range is unbelievable. I love they've got the white one, the blue one, the green, the red one is savage. Love Monster's sugar free range.
Oh god no.
Oh yeah, I'll have a can of that.
I'll drink the sugar free energy drinks as in like the Red Bull energy ones.
Yeah,
but Monster, there's just something about Monster. I like
the Monster ones. No, I won't lie. But I do notice like when I drink more water, I'm way more energetic.
So much more energetic.
Much happier.
Yeah,
but especially with training, this is going to be able to the downside of it is that I sweat so much more as a result.
Yeah.
So like even if I'm drinking the same quantities of liquid, let's say through tea or like Pepsi Max or whatever, I won't sweat anywhere near as much. If I have the water, Jesus, it's pouring out of me.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like I'm in a sauna.
But it's a good
I
sign
feel
though.
Great.
That's
I
what I'm
feel
saying.
Great
it's a good sign that you're doing that because you know you've got a good intake of water. Like
it's
what's
like
another
I'm what's sorry, I had to just say Jesus, it's like someone turned the fucking tap off of him like Jesus. Yeah, right there.
Another good habit that ourselves should actually take on as well, but for you guys as well, is setting boundaries when it comes to being on social media. Now, again, I'm going to put my hands up here and say I'm a devil for sitting in bed at night scrolling through TikTok for about an hour straight. And I know I need to cut that out. And once I move to Cork, I will be. Because I have books upon books
I'm
to read.
Be, yeah, as I would say, we're going to turn into like the old people. You're
those,
the old you know
people
those,
that read.
Those sitcoms where it's like there's always like a couple of scenes where the couple are sitting in bed reading books. And it's like, good night, darling. Good night. Whatever.
Are you going to read your newspaper or annoy me?
I can do both.
That's going to be
us. I just saw Homer and Marge Simpson.
Yeah, that's going to be us.
Good night, homie. But yeah, no, I'm not talking about like nighttime as well. I'm talking about social media in general. Social media breaks. A lot of people, again, don't want to do that because they're afraid they're going to miss out on something or they've missed their chance. Yeah, they're going to mess with the algorithm. So they're afraid they're going to miss out on a chance of something. Whereas I'm like, at the end of the day, if something is meant for you, it will happen. Don't force it to happen. Don't push it to happen. Like, it is okay to take a step back and be like, I don't want to entertain social media whatsoever, and it is a godsend. I haven't taken a social media break since September 2020.
God, that's a long time.
That was the last time I took a social media break. Wow. And it was only 7 days. And when I tell you that 7 days,
heaven.
It was
heaven.
Just it was a godsend because I just disabled TikTok, Instagram, Snapchat. I just disabled it all.
I took a break of about a
amazing.
Month.
Amazing.
I took a month break there during the summer of 2021. And it was incredible. I just couldn't have been bothered.
It does make a huge... And I'll probably end up taking some sort of a break during the summer myself year.
I think the best thing that I know that there's apps out there where it schedules all the posts for you. So you can actually just put your content up there to go out at a set time for an entire week or 2 weeks straight. And then you don't actually have to look at your social media at all.
But there's that as well. But my whole thing is
I
like
think the problem you have as well is you have notifications on in your phone. So it's constantly going off saying bang, 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 bang. There's a notification.
I don't know. I only have notifications on Instagram.
I'd be like, no way.
I don't have notifications on TikTok or anything like that.
Yeah, but I think like it's killer that those notifications coming in because it just makes you want to go into your app.
Yeah, but I'm not even talking about being on it. I'm talking about even creating content.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. But like,
because that alone, it takes a lot of time.
Oh yeah.
So my whole thing is like, if you're taking a break from social media, you're taking a break from social media. That means posting and all.
But I think you can, like, because I know a lot of big creators do it where they go, right, I'm going to make a month's worth of content in the next 2 weeks so that I can then take the next 2 weeks after that off. And all of that content is made there and then, and it's just going to get scheduled, and I'm not going to do anything for those 2 weeks so I can have a big break. It's something to look at.
I think everyone's kind of different. That's the way you'd probably do it, I'd say, because you need to post every day. Like,
yeah, because I'm not popular with the algorithm.
I don't, like, you are very set on, I need to post a video a day.
I just have bang.
Whereas I'm like, if I don't post for 3 days, I genuinely don't care.
I'm down to like once every second day now. I don't care as much.
Yeah, you shouldn't though, because it's going to consume your life.
There's other stuff going on.
It'll consume your life, and you get so bogged down. And I know so many people that get so bogged down, like, I need to post today. Why aren't I getting the views? You are letting social media take over your life. Like, what was your life like before you met social media? Social media is not going to go anywhere. It's still going to be there tomorrow, going to be there next week. You can create all this content again. It is okay to take a step back and breathe and live your life and do your normal day-to-day stuff without even thinking about, I need to schedule this post now. I wonder how many views that's getting. Could not care less.
The bigger one for me is trying to not be on my phone around family, be more present in the moment. That's the one when it comes to social media and phones and technologies. I know I'm brutal.
You are bad. I will say that you are bad for that.
I'll work on it. I'm going to have to work on it. It's a bad habit and I need to change that, set a better boundary.
I'm all for having your phone, but like have it on, but like don't be on your phone. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about in general. Like, there's loads of people. I'm like, no, if I'm around family or friends, phone goes out. Like, put the phone away.
I'm like the fact checker. So if someone says something and we're like, oh, where was that again? I'll go online straight away and I'll find out where it was. I'm like, oh, it was there or this or this person.
Yeah, but then once you're on the phone, you get distracted.
And then I get distracted and go. I go down a little rabbit hole, and that's what I need to cut out, really. Anyway.
Yeah, no, it's not healthy.
Moving on. So those are some of the good habits that we would say are good to find in someone else as well as having yourself.
Yeah.
But what are the ones that you think we've missed, or what are the good habits that you would like to see
There's so much more out there. I didn't want to prolong the research here, but like we just wanted to pinpoint on, I felt like were the important ones of the good habits.
Yeah.
Because they can be easily, like those things can be easily done.
Mm.
You can implement these into your life now, starting now, because it will, you know, bring in a positive like impact into your life if you do those simple things. Like, I feel like a fucking counselor here.
Chelsea's 12 step program to make you a better person. Step number one, drink water. Step number two, don't be late.
Also, I actually will say one
step more. Step number three, don't make jokes about your significant other when they put up cute posts.
One more I will say is a good one to do, and I think I've told you to do this a few times, and I think it is a lot of people are like, I'm not doing that, that's ridiculous. But I like take it from someone who was saying that 2 years ago when someone said it to me, and I was like, I'm not doing that, that's the most stupidest thing I've ever heard. But I've started doing it and I haven't stopped doing it. When you get up every morning, say three good things about yourself. Because people wake up sometimes in the morning and they feel so sluggish and they feel really crappy and they look in the mirror and they hate what they see and stuff like that. And they're like, oh, I don't want to tackle this day ahead or anything like that. And they're already dreading what's ahead. Whereas I'm like, if you get up in the morning and be like, look, I might not feel like I'm not feeling the best, but today's going to be a good day. I'm going to make it my mission to be a good day. And then look in the mirror and genuinely, even if you don't like what you see, say three positive things about yourself, that what you see in the mirror. Because what you perceive yourself to be is not what others perceive you to be. Like, I will say that hand on heart. Like, you might have all these like things in your head about what, like about yourself. But if you ask anybody around you, like they, like you're so far away from that. You are way more than what you think you are. So get up every morning and remind yourself, today's going to be a good day. You know, that in itself will give you motivation to keep going. And then look in the mirror, as much as you don't want to say anything good about yourself in that moment, but look in the mirror and say three good things about yourself, whether it's about you as a person or if it's about your appearance or something like that. I promise you, if you do that for a long period of time, it will take some practice, because you have to believe what you're saying as well. You don't just stand there and go, I'm great, I'm fab. I'm like,
That's why I get up every
morning. Because you're not in the mindset
morning.
Of it.
I get every morning and I look in the mirror and say, you're a strong, independent woman who don't need no man. I'm joking. Obviously, I don't say that. But it is,
you can say that.
She does hit a very valid point. And I think this is a very much an Irish and British thing that we don't like being positive or nice to ourselves.
No.
And I don't want to make it sound negative towards the US about this, but we always look and I kind of go, that's fierce American to be going, thinking like, aren't I great? Oh God, I couldn't be doing that. Like, The notions.
There's no notions
in.
About
but
it.
Like,
it's
if you're not
going to
be nice to yourself, there's no guarantee anyone else is going to be nice to you.
Exactly.
So you might as well look at yourself and go, do you know what? You're not so bad. You're a sound fella.
No, see, that again, it's not even good enough because you're still, there's a bit of doubt
know,
in that sentence.
I know. It's got to be level it up. Level it up.
You have to be sure and assertive and confident in what you're saying about yourself. There's, like I said, there's no point in you standing in the mirror and going, I'm this, I'm that, with a dull face and you're not even... It's like going in one ear and out the other. You're not even believing the words you're saying. And I constantly say this to you. You have to believe what you're saying. As much as you don't believe it in the moment, the more you practice this, the more you will start to believe what you're saying. Trust me, it's a great tip. You will thank me in a 6 months' time when you're like, you know what, Chelsea? I started doing that and I feel so much better about myself. That
does
change my confidence.
It does explain
massively.
Why so many people follow you for the motivation stuff and why no one follows me for anything.
Just life experience. That's all. It's just life experience. Yeah.
Anyway.
But again, if you've got any good ones, any good habits that you do or any bad habits, please let us know because I'd love to know what people do.
Yeah. And especially we've already asked for the bad habits of your partners. But if your partner does anything that's really good that you think would be something worth sharing.
Yeah.
That like you're like, they do this. And I think if you did this for your partner or whatever, that they'd love it as well.
Is there a good habit that I do?
Yeah.
Just to finish it off, I might as well. Is there anything good habits that I do like around you? I don't even know how to word that.
Good habits. When we wake up in the morning, you always give me a big kiss, and before you even say good morning, that's a good habit. Puts starts my day off good.
Have to do that. Yeah. That's just it's
gives
a
me
given.
A big old kiss and says good morning. Now get out and go running.
I don't say that.
She
I
does
say
sometimes.
That in a more encouraging way. No, see, I say that in an encouraging way. I say that. It sounds like I am some horrible person. Get out there and run. No, I don't say
no,
that.
No, there's normally more of a conversation in between, but it's normally, no. Go on, get out and go
I'm
do your
an
run.
I'm encouraging
girlfriend. You want to
I'm
go.
Very supportive.
Yeah. To be fair, I've told her to go tell me.
Exactly.
So
he's told me to do this, so you know. I am just doing what he asked me to do. I'm not a horrible, controlling girlfriend.
As I'm going out the door, she just goes, run, Farid, run! She follows me on my run on a bicycle with a stick going, come on, come on, you're behind time. Come on. You're never going to make county if you're going that slow. Come on.
County?
County cross country.
I'll give you my one. Your good habit. Your good habit is actually kind of similar to yours. It's not the kiss. It's you literally put your arm like that and you're like, cuddle. And you give me a massive 10-minute cuddle.
Big
and you're like,
hug.
Right, let's go. Yeah. You just give me a big massive squeeze in the morning. And you give me a kiss on the forehead and then it's 10 minutes. I'm like, right, let's go. And that in itself just
started it.
Gives me serotonin. It just fills me with serotonin because it's it just, again, I feel safe. I think I said this before, but when I'm with you, I feel safe and stuff like that. So you give me a massive cuddle in the morning. And then it's just do you ever see a video of an Irish person, right? And it's when they're sitting down and they're sitting
right
procrastinating and they go, right, that's what he does. It's he just kind of slaps the top
old
of
man
the bed.
Slap.
Yeah, and he goes, right, let's go.
Time to go. That's it. And... It's time to go. So
it's
we're going
to
end the episode.
To leave. Lads, it has been an emotional roller coaster for me the past couple of days. This is the last time you will see this background in our podcast. God knows where the next background's going to be. But I'm not going to say too much because I'm quite emotional. I'm not going to lie. It's been one hell of a journey in this cabin. I've loved every minute of it. And we're excited
we've had a lot of good times here.
We've had really good times here.
A lot of memories.
Yeah, massively.
Almost in every single one of your videos, everyone's just like, why is there so much wood?
Everyone says the same thing. I put up a TikTok this morning and everyone's like, why is there so much wood? I'm like, I'm in a sauna. I don't know what to say, but
I'm Swedish.
But yeah, that is us for this episode. We hope that you all have an amazing weekend. Make sure to go and check out our Patreon that comes out every Monday where you get 4 extra episodes a month for just €6.
That's right. And you can find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Podcasts, YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. Like,
we're everywhere.
Follow us everywhere.
We are everywhere.
Tell your 70-year-old mother who has a Facebook that, like, and her four friends to follow us.
Make a group about it. You know those Facebook groups? Make a group about it.
Tell everybody. Indicate to them that we've made a full episode on the Irish Mammies. We had so many people message in about the Irish Mammies episode. Loads of mammies going, I do that, I do this, I do that. I didn't even realise I was doing that until you mentioned it.
But so, yeah.
It's great to know that we've got loads of Irish Mammies and kids of Irish Mammies. And loads of people from different countries messaging, saying that, like, oh, their mom and dad or whatever, they're Irish, or their grandparents are Irish, and they brought out the wooden spoon or all little phrases they had.
Oh, the wooden spoon.
It was great. It felt very nostalgic. I was like, yeah. I love it. So it was great to know that you guys enjoyed that one as well.
Yeah, but that is it for this week, guys. We are going to go now and continue packing.
Yeah.
And I don't know about like.
A new location next week.
New location next week. Who knows?
And it'll probably change weekly until we find a good place with good lighting.
We just keep switching rooms. Anyway, we're going to go because on. you know what we're doing. We're procrastinating. This is what we're doing.
That's a bad habit.
That's a bad habit.
My bad habits lead to late nights packing your bags.
Go on. Have an amazing weekend, guys, and we will chat to you next week.
Good luck.
Bye.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.